Hello and welcome to Monday on the Think Big Show, where entrepreneurs and business owners come from around the world to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. I'm Mia DeBolt, founder of the Think Big Network, and I'm joined here with mission accomplishment strategist JT DeBolt. JT, welcome.
Hey, good morning, babe. Great to be with you, and I want to say good morning. Good afternoon and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining us here each and every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern for the Think Big Show. Always a privilege and an honor to come together with our great high-altitude friends here. And here it is, Monday, final Monday of the month of November, staring down the business end of December. And what do you suppose people are thinking about right now coming off the Thanksgiving weekend?
Black Friday.
Yeah.
Cyber Monday.
Thinking, oh my gosh, here we go, right? Like, for the most part, I think the really successful entrepreneurs, the ones who are laser focused, they're in go mode. They're in that push mode. I know you're in a sprint mode yourself. And we all kind of have motivations that drive us. We all have inspirations that keep us going. But the question is the difference between motivation and inspiration. We've talked about this before, and you know how much it grates on my nerves to be called a motivational speaker.
Because oh, you hate it.
I hate it. It's like to me, it's kind of like a sideshow type thing. It's like one of those kind of, and no disrespect to motivational speakers, people that identify as such. The reason that I sort of have a problem with it is that what we teach is something deeper. You know, we're talking about actual strategy. So I'm a mission accomplishment strategist, which means I sit down with people and help them define and accomplish their personal missions in business and life. And you don't just do that by kicking them in the butt and getting them all excited, right? Because, listen, motivation, it can be very useful, as is inspiration. Both can be very useful. And the whole point is to kind of raise that bar and rise to the challenges of business and life, whatever it is. But the reality is that motivation does not last. It just doesn't. It's like willpower. It's like excitement, enthusiasm. It's like anything else. It'll wear off.
Yeah. If you just rely on motivation, you're really not going to go for the long haul. So I see motivation as that, like you said, the kick in the butt, the quick, you know, the raising the energy level, the thing that gets you going into action, which is a great thing.
Sure. And by the way, it's, again, not trying to make it out to be bad, but the emphasis here is that when you are feeling good, when you're motivated, then you go do stuff. What happens when you don't feel good?
Yeah, that's the time when you really have to dig deep inside yourself and find that inspiration, the thing that got you interested and moving into action in the first place. It wasn't the motivation. It was the overarching reason what you're doing this for.
That's right. So, you know, if you take two sides of the coin, two sides of the spectrum, really, for motivation, let's say you have the motivation to succeed, you know, the feel-good stuff, the motivation to strive and do amazing things. And then on the other opposite end of the spectrum, you can even think of this as kind of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Now you're talking about the motivation to succeed, the motivation to survive. So on one end, to succeed, the motivation, and the other end is the motivation just to survive. Well, I've got news for you. You typically don't need to be motivated. If somebody puts a gun to your head and says, give me all your money, you don't need to think about it. You don't need to watch some motivational video to go, oh, I'm going to put my hand in my back pocket, pull out my wallet, and give it to this weirdo, right?
That's pretty much motivation itself.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
You just want to survive.
You're driven to do something right now, and typically speaking, it's something you don't want to do. So if a person comes up and says, hey, you don't know me, I'm a total stranger, please give me your wallet and all your money. That's not something you want to do. But they whip out that gun, put it straight to your forehead. Guess what? You are in motion. You have motivated yourself. You are in a motivated state. But the same can be true for success. So there might be something that we really want in life, and we think to ourselves, man, it would be great to be a top earner. It'd be great to make a lot of money. It'd be great to have the house on the hill, the car, the shiny car, whatever it is, all that stuff. But then when it comes to actually doing stuff, the actions, the work that you have to get done, it's one of those things where I say, oh, here we are, it's Monday. I got a case of the Mondays. I got a case of the blahs. And then that's when people turn to the sort of motivational videos and audios and crap like that to get them going. My challenge with that is that it's so fleeting, and that person, if that's their MO, if they're a person, and I'm not saying this is true for you listening, but if a person is driven by the MO of needing to go on YouTube to watch the motivational videos or to read the motivational quotes, they automatically have a default problem. Their method of operation is jacked up. Because you could be motivated by passion and vision, and you can be motivated by fear. The question is, can you just be driven? So I've had people say, "Hey man, dude, you're really motivated, JT. You look like a guy that's motivated." And I'm like, "I'm not motivated at all. I'm driven." Because motivation is when it feels good, right? Oh, I feel good. I'm gonna go out and do those burpees. I feel good. I'm gonna make those sales calls. I feel good. I'm gonna put myself on YouTube or Facebook, or I'm gonna do something, you know, that builds my business because I feel good. And when we're driven by our feelings, we're doomed.
Totally agree. And I would see motivation as external, as something that like you're waiting for somebody else or something to motivate you. And that's a recipe for disaster.
Exactly. Now, inspiration, on the other hand, comes from within, right? It's that if you look at the definition of inspiration, you'll find that it means something, and I'm paraphrasing here, it's that divine influence. So you're driven by by something that is sort of like internal, something where you are almost godlike. Not that, and I know this is going to freak a lot of people out who are tied to religion, but it's
where
you.
Whoa, JT, are you going woo woo here?
No, I'm not going woo woo. I promise you. But it's that sense where you become as divine as you can get, the closest you can get to that, because you're plugged into something pure.
Mm-hmm.
You're not looking for some outside stimulus to get you moving. You're plugged into your natural core source of energy. That's true for all of us. Every single person has an inner drive. It's that sort of act or power of moving through, and, you know, instead of thinking intellectually about what I gotta do or how I feel about it, we're just driven to go get her done. And that's the part that's very hard to be inspired by fear. Does that make sense? Like, if you're inspired by fear,
I think it's totally opposite.
Can you even think of a time when you're like, "Ooh, man, no. I'll tell you what, this idea of losing our house, that's inspiring."
No.
This idea of I have cancer, this is so inspiring. No, that's not inspiring at all. That might motivate you.
Yeah.
But that's that external force, right? Now, the inspiration may say, you know, in one of those cases, you're about to lose your house. The business is collapsing. The inspiration is, enough is enough. I'm not letting this happen. We're kicking this thing in the ass. We're going to turn this thing around right now, because my vision is for something bigger than this. My values is, you know, I'm going to be the best me I can be every single day. And if I'm not doing that right here, right now, that's what inspires me, is to be the best version of myself I can, and everything else will take care of itself.
Yeah, you almost use those excuses, the things that are going wrong, as inspiration for what you want to have go right.
That's
so
right.
So you use those to inspire you into action, into moving towards the things, like getting out of the situation that you're in.
You know, and it's so funny, because you were just talking about this. I think entrepreneurs have a tendency to confuse the two, motivation, inspiration. And we have this, you said the word, so I'm going to, you crack the seal on woo-woo. The thing that drives me nuts about all the woo-woo gurus is that you got to feel positive. You got to feel happy all the time. You got to be in this vibrational state where you're at your best. That's BS. There are times where you can be completely pissed off. You can be heartbroken. You can be disappointed. You could be angry. I mean, flat out angry. And those are very positive, useful, beneficial feelings. And those will drive you through a place of not feeling motivated, not feeling good about life. But you have to understand that it's not about feeling great. It's about performing under any circumstance. And that's what we, at the end of the day, it comes down to discipline. So motivation is like, it's like having a sweet tooth. It's like that pumpkin pie, right? Tastes delicious. Nothing wrong with having a little pumpkin pie from time to time, right?
Yeah.
But if you subsist off of sweets, if all you do is eat sugar and candy and ice cream, your performance is going to show for it, and your lifespan is going to be decreased. Inspiration is that nutritious meal, right? It's the broccoli, the Brussels sprouts, it's the kale salad, it's the grass-fed beef, it's whatever you want to call it, but it's the nutritious stuff that actually builds the muscle, fuels the brain, keeps the body rolling.
Yeah, I would almost say it's like the water. You know, it's the stuff that you really need in your life, and if you don't feed yourself the water, or you don't feed yourself the nutritious stuff, that's when you fall flat. That's when you have overwhelm. That's when you have the need to go out and search for those good feelings and search for that motivation externally.
Completely agree. 100% agree with that. And so if you think about it in terms of staying hydrated, drinking water, you know, I mean, you can make any analogy, whatever works for you. So as you're listening to this, whatever works for you, but realize this, if you're a person that constantly needs to watch the motivational videos to get up the inspiration to go to the gym, find a better way to do that. To be truly inspired requires identifying with and being connected to your core values. It means being identifying with and being connected to your vision and saying to yourself, my values, my vision, my mission that I'm here to accomplish, my purpose for behind doing that, those are the things that drive me. The question I would challenge you with is, what drives you? Don't be motivated, be driven. That's the part that you, that's the difference that you want to make. What are you, it's not even a, what are you passionate about? It's what are you committed to? What are you committed to? What are your priorities in life? If your priority is to feel good all the time, if your priority is to be positive and happy and to feel comfortable all the time, enjoy that ride. If, on the other hand, your priority is to be excellent, to be your best, to raise the bar every single day, then you had better expect that there are going to be times where you're going to feel the pain, where you're going to feel the discomfort, where you're going to feel the disappointment, where your expectations will get calibrated by the process because you will fail to meet them. The challenge is, what do you do in those moments? Because if you're seeking motivation, you've already tied the noose around your neck. If, on the other hand, you can find the inspiration behind saying, man, I know I'm clear on who I am. I've worked my tail off to get clear on my values, my vision. I understand my mission, and I'm driven by my purpose. When you're in a place like that, not only are you inspired, but you will inspire other people. Do you agree?
I totally agree. And if you're not in that place where you're totally clear on your values, your vision, and your mission, and you don't know exactly who you are, it's okay to look at somebody else and to be inspired by them.
Absolutely.
And to say, oh, they're inspiring me into action. But recognize that it is inspiration because they're awakening something inside of you. They're awakening that thing. You're identifying with them something that you see in yourself. And so turn it back on yourself and say, wow, I'm inspired, I'm motivated in the moment with this person, but I'm really, truly inspired by that person and what actions they're taking, and I know I can do it for myself as well.
Exactly. What you just said is pure gold, babe. I mean, honestly, that's the part. If you're listening to this right now and you're a note taker, you're somebody who's trying to take gold gems out of this thing, that's the one you want to take away from it. Because you have to ask yourself, when you experience something that really moves you, what is it about that thing that moves you? You know, I use the analogy of, what is the show called, where they come out and it's like a competition, they sing and dance, and then the judges vote on them.
America's Got Talent.
Yeah, America's Got Talent or Britain's Got Talent. Every show's got them. I think I even saw one that's like Asia's Got Talent. The point is these talent competitions where you will see, you know, the average person or the typical person come out, nothing seemingly extraordinary about them, and then they just do this thing. They sing, they dance, they whatever it is that their performance that they're giving, and you'll get inspired. You'll be like, oh my gosh, I was so moved by that. The question is why? Like, what's coming up for you when you see that? Why are you going, whoa, like where you get the goosebumps or your eyes get a little misty? Because even if you're not there to become a singer, I use the example of, I can't think of her name, Susan Boyle.
Yeah.
Remember, she's the woman from Scotland or from somewhere,
amazing.
Ireland. And she comes out, she looks like a housewife, which is, hey, God bless housewives. But when she stood up there, she did not present herself as this magnificent singer.
Mm-hmm.
And she sang that song from Les Miserables, and you're like, oh my God, total transparency, I think I watched Les Miserables and read the book in junior high school, and that's the last time. I don't sing like that, and that's not my style of music, but I was literally moved to tears. Why? Because there's a part of you that says, if a person like her, who is living a mediocre life, well, perhaps by our standards, but maybe not by hers, and she's totally overlooked by everybody. I mean, you should see when the camera pans the crowd, everybody's like, oh gosh, here we go. And she rips this amazing vocal off, and everybody goes, oh my gosh. Like, there's a part of you that says, what's possible for me? What might I do that sort of mirrors that?
Mm-hmm.
That's inspiration. But then you have to find that part of yourself that's driven to want to have an experience similar to that. Even if you're not going to be a singer or whatever it is, you could just say, hey, man, I'm going to be the best person, the best father, son, the best wife, the best daughter, the best sister, whomever, whatever it is that I can be. And if you can find that place and tap into that, that's where the inspiration really comes from.
Yeah, and I can guarantee that Susan Boyle didn't just wake up and suddenly start singing on America's Got Talent. She actually crafted her voice. She practiced every day. She did whatever she did in the back of the scene that we didn't see. We just got to see the front. And that was so inspiring to actually see her gift. And that's what you're awakening in yourself, is that you have a gift to share with others.
Absolutely. So how do we apply this to our business? What can we start doing right now? I'll just break it down into really three simple steps. The first one is find what inspires you and ask yourself, what inspires me to do this? What inspires me to build this business? Maybe it's your spouse and your kids. Maybe it's the nonprofit that you want to build or contribute to. Maybe you were inspired because somebody somewhere believed in you when everybody else didn't. You got to find that thing that inspires you and connect to it. Anchor it in your mind. The next question is, what is your grand vision for your business? I've talked about this, and I will talk about this till I got no more breath left in my lungs. Your values, your vision, your mission, and your purpose. If you can get clear on those four things, then being inspired or, quote, motivated is never going to be a problem. You'll have an endless, and I mean bottomless well of that motivation and inspiration. But it comes from getting clear on what that is. What is your grand vision that you have for your business? You know, what is it you really want to provide? What is it you want to create? What's the theme of your life that will be written out in the stars, so to speak, because of the actions you take? And then finally, what drives you? What drives you? This is different than what inspires you to do it, right? So what inspires you to do it is, hey, I might want to set a great example for my kids. I might want to be that beacon of hope for other people. But what drives you? That's a deeply internal, personal thing. For me, I can tell you what drives me is I want to constantly refine out all the weakness. I want to constantly refine out all the doubt. I want to refine out all the stuff that doesn't work and become the best version of myself on a daily basis. And here's the beautiful part. It's like running after the gold at the end of the rainbow. Next time you see a rainbow, go try to catch it. It's an unreachable goal. And that's the beautiful part, is what drives you is something that you do every single day, not something that you cross the finish line to. Hey, I hit six figures, I hit seven figures, I hit eight figures. Because if that's what drives you, what do you do when you hit that?
You crumble.
You crumble. You're stuck. And it happens to a lot of quote-unquote successful people. They hit the big time, they cross the finish line, they cross the goal line, they score, and then all of a sudden, they're lost. They crumble. They do all kinds of crazy, weird, you know, unfortunate thing sometimes, and that's their downfall. But that's they don't have the thing that drives them. You can't be driven by a result. You can be inspired to get the result, but you have to be driven by something deeper, and that's something each and every single person has to find for themselves. So getting clear on this will help you make a great impact in your life. Get away from being motivated. Find the inspiration from within. Be driven. Ask yourself, what drives me? What am I committed to? What are my priorities in life? When you experience something that moves you, gives you the goosebump moment, ask yourself, what is it about that that moves me? What inspires you to do this business, to build this thing? Is it your wife, your husband, your kids, your grandkids? Is it the people in your community? What's your grand vision for not just your business, but your life? And what drives you? What's that part about you? What's in it for you that makes you want to get up every single day, regardless of the weather, regardless of the time, regardless of how well you feel, and regardless of what you feel, you're still going to get up and do it? That's the question that you want to answer. That's how you stay out of the constant loop, the addiction of being motivated, and get to a place of inspiration.
Okay, this call is a wrap. Go and get our free 10-day bootcamp on how to get more leads to your business through online marketing by going to thethinkbignetwork.com. Go and share your greatness with the world now, my friends, because now is all you have.
And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.